as China and the United States increase tariffs on each other's goods in the latest round of an ongoing trade war, farmers are seeing a major market for pork and soybean exports dwindle. That's prompted the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and the President to propose a $15 billion bailout. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he supports the idea.
But I think farmers are more interested in certainty that would come from an agreement with China.
Grassley remains hopeful China and the United States will soon finalize a trade deal that brings China into compliance with international rules. Two of Nebraska's largest farm groups are objecting to a bill that would create new business tax credits to replace the state's current major incentive program. The Nebraska Farm Bureau and Nebraska Farmers Union say they oppose that bill because lawmakers haven't yet approved a plan to lower property taxes. The Nebraska Farm Bureau argues today that lawmakers are running out of time in this year's session and need to focus on property taxes. Business groups have defended the incentives as critical to maintain a competitive business environment in Nebraska relative to other states. Nebraska Farmers Union President John Hansen says the state's tax incentives aren't cost-effective and haven't worked as intended. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.